Good afternoon, Reykjavik. Good morning, Seattle. Welcome to CAX Hostel. You can watch live streaming video of all of these sessions we've got going on here. We're here at Iceland Airwaves 2019, and our first artist today started recording songs in her bedroom and releasing them on SoundCloud in 2015. And people connected with these songs, myself included, in a deeply profound way, and couldn't be more excited that that she and band are here today. Please welcome Girl in Red.
I don't I don't know if I'm supposed to talk between these things, but I always do during my shows. I talk a lot. Which is nice. I'm Marie, I'm from Norway, and now I'm here in Iceland, and that's really nice. Hello, thank you. Oh shit! Oh no! Oh, I wasn't supposed to do that! Okay. Oh my god. There's so much pressure now. Okay. There you go. Yes, so I'm gonna play a few songs for you. Now I put away my guitar, so I'm not gonna play guitar on this song, but I'm just gonna jump around on this little square that I'm standing on. Hello. Okay. Yes. I just got water up my nose. I ate a really big chili right before I came on stage. There's like some really good soup on the backstage right there. But there was like a table with like a bunch of like vegetables. And I was like, oh, this is probably a pepper. And then I took the whole thing in my mouth. Oh my God, I cried. It was painful. But then I had like 4 glasses of milk. I can really feel that stirring in here right now. Really good. Love that dairy. Okay. It was a bad idea calling you up. It was such a bad idea, 'cause now I'm even more lost. It was a bad idea to think you were the one. It was such a bad idea, 'cause now everything's wrong. You put your hands under my shirt.
Thank you.
dairy really cooking in there right now. Okay. Gotta catch my breath. I always thought that since I'm gonna be a creative person and like a musician and like, I don't know, just drink my coffee and be very sad, I didn't have to work out. Well, I was very wrong. So, yeah, I really need to start working out. So I will do that. I've said that I will do this for, but I've actually signed up for like a place where you can work out. I don't know what the working out center is. I don't know. Treningssenter in Norwegian. There you go. But yeah, so far I've only paid about $70 for about 4 months without going in once. So, yeah, but it's totally worth it though, because I'm gonna start working out. Okay. From like the song, I was like, I was like, oh my god, okay, just play on time, try to play on time. Oh my god, that's like, yeah, that's a real mental challenge to try and not play on time. Okay, anyways, are you guys okay? My hair was looking a bit weird today, so that's why I'm playing in a beanie, and that it was really warm, actually. But it also, I feel like it suits Iceland, I guess, to wear a beanie, so I felt like... Martin was like, yeah, you were also wearing a beanie! Oh, no, okay. But you were wearing, like, a knitted sweater because you wanted to stay cozy and warm in Iceland. Are you guys all from Iceland?
No!
Whoa! Tourists, man, they're ruining the culture! Okay, that's a... Are you guys all here for Iceland Airwaves? Yeah. That's nice. Me too. Okay, so yesterday we ate at a really nice restaurant. It was really expensive. The currency here is crazy. Like, it says 5,000 crown, like something for... I just feel really rich when I pay for something here, even though... Yes, I will pay $7,000 for this steak. But it's not. Yeah, it's just weird. Anyways, okay, so now I'm gonna play another song. I wrote this last year at a little room like that was in the little town I was living in, because they rented out like small rooms because my mom, she burned out mentally, so she was like, Marie, you're making too much fucking noise, get the fuck out of my room. Oh, I just worked way too much. Anyways, beep, beep, get out. Anyways, yeah, that was me now editing this. Boop, boop, okay. Anyways, so I wrote this in that room, it was actually gonna be about my dad being in a car accident, but then I got a really nice melody and reminded me about, like, some gay shit. Oh, God. Anyways. Maybe this is gonna be removed now. Is it gonna be removed? Oh, you're just like, we'll see, okay. Anyways, at least it will always be with us, who's in this room. Okay. This song is called Girls.
Freedom was-
Mr. Sandman, I don't remember your name because we never really properly met, but you had beard. I was wondering if you could just turn this up like 2 dB because I can't really hear what I'm singing, so hopefully that was on tune, who knows. You know, just gotta wing it. That's rock and roll, my dudes. If it sounds bad, that's a part of it. Okay. Okay, this next song changed my life. And I wrote it about a girl. Her name wasn't really Hannah. Her name was actually Sandra. She was in my class, but I wouldn't use Hannah as her real name because then she would be like, why the fuck did you write a song about me? And why do you want to be my girlfriend? That's so weird. I have a boyfriend. His name is Adrian, and I'm spending too much time with him. Yes, you are, Sandra. That was probably my perception of how it was, but anyways. Okay, here it goes.
Discover new music at listenerpoweredkexp.org.